Oh, hey, Bills, Phils, Nannies, and Does. This is a special day, or at least a prelude to one. It's just me here now. My co-hosts traveled out west, and I will be joining them soon, but today, it's just me and you. This won't be a usual podcast. It'll be a solo affair. The Mount Goatmore cliff dive exists partly because someone had this great idea to put a bunch of U.S. presidents on a mountain, and we, just like many others, took that idea and put our own spin on it. We haven't talked about these guys yet at all, being a little bit hesitant to do so, but today I thought, why not? I'm taking this challenge onto myself. I didn't want to. I feared it, but then I realized that the only thing I had to fear was fear itself. Anyway, Jeff, this is for you. I'm doing the greatest U.S. presidents of all time, and I have a list. It is rankers, the greatest U.S. presidents of all time. So as we have done many times, we're going with the people's list. All right, number five on this list as voted by the people is Franklin Roosevelt, best known for making a lot of jobs and being pretty polarizing even today. But he tends to do pretty well on these lists. Number four, Franklin Roosevelt's older cousin, Theodore Roosevelt. And I do have something kind of special about this guy. Rumor has it, and I have it on pretty good authority myself, that he was really good friends with Scrooge McDuck during his years as the president. Can believe it or not, do your own research, I guess, but that's what I've heard. Number three, Thomas Jefferson, who is well known for being the first president to perm not only his hair, but his eyebrows. Number two is George Washington. I know everybody's not a history buff, but you may have heard of this guy. Pretty interesting choice, but believe it or not, he was actually the first president of the United States of America. And number one, that was supposed to sound like drums. But it was Abraham Lincoln, and I really wasn't expecting this one. I'm going to be frank. I think they're severely underestimating Chester A. Arthur. He was the 21st president, and I can't believe he's not in the top five, but, you know, not my list. All right, the first guy I'm going to talk about is Abraham Lincoln. Okay, that's kind of funny because I was like, Chester Arthur, all that. All right, so the reason he makes my list as one of the top four presidents ever is because he was the tallest president at 6 feet, 4 inches tall, or 193 point something centimeters. It's got to count for something. I read somewhere that people are much more likely to listen to and accept authority from taller people. Add on that he wore that kind of ridiculous hat, and you got a guy that looks at least 6'7" or so, like The Rock. Adding on to that, maybe more important than his height, and like I said, height is pretty important when talking about presidents, but he is also the first presidential pro wrestler. He wrestled in at least 300 matches, and he only lost one of them. That's pretty great. You know, I don't really watch much professional wrestling these days, but if they had a guy like Abe Lincoln with a top hat and a Gettysburg Address, I think I might be willing to give it a chance again. So that's my first pick, Abraham Lincoln. Second guy I have on here was also in that Goatmore, Teddy Roosevelt. Now, the reason I have him is probably a lot more educational and unbiased than why the ranker thousands of people had him, but it's because he has the biggest stick. No, I'm not trying to be inappropriate here, but if you know him, or if you know about him, you'll know that his most famous phrase is "speak softly and carry a big stick," which he got from something. I'm not sure why he used it. Maybe it helped him in foreign affairs or something like that. But I didn't see any other presidents with big sticks. And the more I say big stick, the weirder this is getting. So another thing that makes him more than worthy of being on a Goatmore is the fact that Teddy Roosevelt is the only president to have an extremely successful toy line. Yes, if you've heard of teddy bears, he didn't create them, but he is the inspiration for them. And they've tried to make other bears with different names that were like from famous people in a day, but nothing has stuck like Teddy Bear. So Teddy Roosevelt, number two on this Mount Goatmore. All right, number three was not on this ranker list in the top five. He wasn't even in the top 10. William Howard Taft gets on my list for having the biggest bathtub. It was 7 feet long and 41 inches wide and weighed over a ton. The legend is that he got stuck in it, but this is the reality, that it was a freaking big bathtub, and whether he got stuck or not, that's what makes a great president. We all know it. This man was 340 pounds, so he's also the heaviest president with the biggest bathtub. You know, there's some correlation there probably, but I heard of that correlation causation jazz, so it could be unrelated. And that's 154 kilograms for those of you who don't like our American system of measurements. Just to be a completionist, the Mount Goatmore of presidential weights, or presidents by how much they weigh, the top four, William Howard Taft is number one at the weights already said. Grover Cleveland is number two at 260 pounds and 117.9 kilograms. Donald Trump is number three at 239 pounds and 108.4 kilograms. And Chester A. Arthur, finally, our guy, is back on this list at 224 pounds and 101.6 kilograms. Kind of, I have to do this. Number five, he's the honorable mention for this list. Unexpectedly, Bill Clinton at 223 pounds, 101.2 kilograms. God, this episode is getting good. All right, so that's my first three, Abraham Lincoln, Teddy Roosevelt, William Howard Taft. My last choice, Gerald Ford. He only served one term, but what an incredible term it was. Because Gerald Ford is the only president great enough to not be elected to office at all. That's right. He got zero votes to be president during his first term. And then he got whipped by Jimmy Carter when he tried to get a second term. But the first term is more important because he's the only president to do that, which to me ultimately implies that he had by far the greatest amount of intangibles of any human being who has ever taken office as president of the United States. Like, really, how great do you have to be to not even be voted in? Nixon, you know, you could try to say, oh, Nixon was corrupt, and oh, whoever his other guy was, Agnew or whatever, was also corrupt and blah, blah, blah. No, what really mattered was that Gerald Ford was clutch. He wanted the presidency. He wanted to be remembered, and he got it. And he's on a Goatmore now. All right. So I do have some honorable mentions real quick. Two of these guys. Joe Biden, of course, as the oldest and most well-seasoned president. Possibly the president with the greatest hair as well. I should take a poll on that, but I think most people would agree. And of course, you probably all saw this coming or were like, how is this guy not on your Goatmore already? Benjamin Franklin. He wasn't president. I know that. I'm not an idiot. But he is on the largest current denomination of currency in the United States, the $100 bill, which is worth 84.8 euros or 11,014.1 Japanese yen. And, you know, like I said, he's not president, but he's been in enough rap songs and referenced among other dead presidents. I put up the fingers for like quotation marks that he's an honorary president, right? Plus, he's the president that spent the most time simultaneously in France with 9 whole years helping us get help in the Revolutionary War. Thomas Jefferson was only over there for 5 years, which is why he didn't make my list, because Benjamin Franklin, a guy who wasn't really president, beat him. And that is it for this episode. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to this wacky 5 or 6 or however minute or however many minutes this took. I really do appreciate you. And please look forward to tomorrow. That's right. It is our extra crispy 1 year special tomorrow. It is a Friday. If you're listening to this like the next week, that doesn't matter. But we usually don't release podcasts on Friday, but this is episode 75.5 because it's kind of, you know, a quarter of an episode, if that. And we've been doing this thing for a freaking year, and we wanted to release a very special podcast on our anniversary. There will be guests, there will be fun, there will be emotion, there will be a little bit more lo-fi sound quality than usual. But most importantly, I hope there will be you, Bills, Phils, Nannies, and Does, once again listening to us after a whole freaking year. It's hard to believe. So be easy, stay great, and bleat on.